As the price of food skyrockets to an all-time high, the international community has started to ask itself whether the production of biofuels on land which could otherwise be used for food crops is partly to blame. Czech President Václav Klaus, who's known for his anti-environmentalist stance, has come out against the rapidly developing biofuels industry, and his concerns are echoed elsewhere, as Rosie Johnston reports.
In recent weeks, the head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, made a link between biofuel production and a rise in the price of food. He warned of dire consequences such as famine and even war should nothing be done to curb the rising cost of food. In his New Year's speech, Czech President Václav Klaus also railed against the side effects of biofuel production, albeit in somewhat less dramatic tones. He calls biofuels a cloud on the horizon of the Czech economy.
Rostou také ceny potravin.
The price of food is rising in part because we're using more and more of our arable land for the production of so-called renewable sources of energy and not for food. We should try and behave responsibly when it comes to such matters and not seek a quick fix to our energy problems.
The European Union would like 10% of all of the fuel used on the continent to be bio by 2020. But within the EU's individual member states, the debate still rages as to whether biofuels are to blame for the world's food problems. Tomáš Sedláček is a Czech economist and a strategist at the country's ČSOB bank.
It came at a time where the food prices are rising, and it came at an unfortunate time, this whole idea of biofuels. It is quite evident that it plays a role, although a more significant role is played by the increase of Chinese and Indian consumption.
The production and use of ethanol and other such biofuels is being promoted in Europe and the US by government subsidies. Again, here's Tomáš Sedláček.
Nobody, however, was thinking about the impact on world famine. And what we see today in 1/6 of the population that live on dollar a day, it is causing very rapid decrease of their disposable income. So in a way, we are to blame for this increase somewhat in world hunger just by our need to be more ecological and more environmental friendly.
Does Tomáš Sedláček agree with Václav Klaus when he says we should advance with more caution when it comes to biofuels?
Well, in this respect, it seems that it has been a mistake to move into this kind of biofuels. Not only are we increasing the world prices, but it seems to be more costly to produce biofuels than it is to actually use the original sources. The problem with the original sources is that they're drying up, and we have to find an alternative, which we all know will be more expensive and will cause other side effects. There is certain hope in the second generation of biofuels, which are biofuels used out of the waste that farmlands produce, and it is still a question whether that will be sufficient to meet our demands.
What can be done to stop a global food crisis is currently the topic of much discussion, and cutting down on biofuel production doesn't seem to be one of the most popular options. 46 of the world's biggest grain producers have stopped exporting their corn, and the World Bank is calling on developed nations to provide $500 million to tackle the crisis.
Rosie Johnston with that report on concerns over biofuels and rising food prices.